Mackenzie, we just helped Jess break up with her girlfriend, Whitney, and still torn on it. Honestly, not the best thing that we've ever done. But it brings up a question that Liv actually can relate to, and that is, should you break up with someone before Valentine's Day, or should you stay with them? Like, you know you're going to break up. Like, you have it in your heart, it's over. But should you wait until after Valentine's Day, or do it, like, today or before? 833-563-2539. So, why are things over with you and Jewel Daddy?
Okay, no, that was a really, really bad setup, so it's not me.
Okay, then what is it?
Okay, so I have a friend who just texted me actually the other day, and he was like, oh man, like things are not going great. And I knew that he has had a girlfriend for like the past 6 months or so, I feel like they've been dating. Mm-hmm. And he said that he ended things 2 days ago.
Oh, so
2 days ago, he texted me and said that he broke up with his girlfriend. And I'm like, what? Like, why didn't you? And he said that they had plans at this very nice restaurant mm-hmm. to go to dinner for Valentine's Day. And then tomorrow, her best friend is getting married and she's in the wedding.
Oh.
And he was supposed to be her plus one. They have a trip to the Bahamas that's already paid for and planned. But he was like, nope, I just got to do it now. And I was like, I mean, I can't believe you didn't wait till at least maybe like Monday or Sunday or something. Like, why did you have to do it before this huge weekend?
There's so much going on.
So much going on. Not only Valentine's Day, but her like best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like,
okay, when you started saying that, Liv, about your friend here, and by the way, you can let us know if you think, if you're in your heart, in your mind, going to break up anyways with the person, it's just not what you want anymore. Should you wait until after this case, Valentine's Day, or should you actually just pull the trigger, whether it's Valentine's Day or a few days before, or stay with them? 833-563-2539. When you just told me about all these things, the wedding's this weekend, like, and she's in it?
Yes.
That is going to be... it's just going to be tough in general doing all that, but being alone and being broken up with. If you're single, it's no big deal.
Dude.
But you just got broken, then you're going to see somebody else celebrate their life with somebody else.
Weddings are so hard. Ugh. Like when you're, like they're not great when you're single because you're like, wow. I mean, I guess it can be like hopeful, like maybe one day you'll find that, but they're just hard, let alone just being broken up with, let alone it being your like best friend's wedding.
I would say normally break up, but after hearing this story, I kind of feel like you can't do that.
That's what I think.
Audrey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
I feel like you should break up with them on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is just another day. You don't want to lead someone on and give them false expectations.
Well, I guess...
Wow.
I get what you're saying. I kind of agree it is kind of just another day. But it does have significance, unfortunately, like it's a commercial holiday. Should you not just play... like, in the wedding's this weekend, should you not just make it through? Like, is that not a good idea just to get through that, you think?
I mean, if there's a wedding and you just want to let them get through it, but... then, I mean, through the end, like, it's going to happen anyway, so.
Okay, hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539.
I mean, on Valentine's Day, like, that's just a little rough and a little heartless.
Let's go to Alice this morning. Hey, Alice, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you think?
Dude, I'm so disappointed in you guys. I can't even believe you guys really did that. Like, I'm still waiting for you to say, oh, it was just a prank. Like,
no.
We didn't really just break up somebody. Like, you let people do their own dirty work. Like,
okay.
That's just ridiculous.
No,
here's my,
you,
here's
ahead,
my
Liz,
one
ahead.
Thought on it. If this Jess girl is contacting us to break up with her girlfriend, clearly this Jess girl is not the best person. Like, I'm sorry,
well,
but I don't think...
she needs to put on her big girl panties and do the big girl job that she needs to do.
Right, so I
you
think
know what
this...
I'm saying? Like, that's her job to do. Like, you guys are responsible for breaking somebody's heart on Valentine's Day, and that makes you feel good?
No,
I can't believe you guys did that.
Alice,
I'm so disappointed in you guys.
It doesn't, listen, real quick, it doesn't, at least for everybody, doesn't make us feel good, but do you not see the point? And that's the only reason we considered an end.
I do see the point, but
Alice,
it's not like
on.
You're calling. Like, you should have never done that. You should have stood for something. Like, hey,
Alice,
if you really want to do this, we can talk you through it, but we can't do that for
Alice,
you.
Alice, hold on. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but let me finish. Only thing I can think of is this, is that if you have bad news or something, wouldn't you want to hear it from somebody that you like and care about?
And
like,
you
I would not want to hear it on syndicated radio. at all.
Okay, and you know what? And
Allison, we'll never, ever do a live breakup for
Please don't do it again. That I'm hurt my heart. I don't even know this lady.
We didn't have bad intentions. We thought it might be better to come from us than someone else.
I'm really getting tired of Porkchop shaking his head. Like, Porkchop's agreeing with Alice right now. He's like, I told you so. I told you so. Well, it's like, well, duh, dude. I just, only reason we did it is try to help soften the blow. Nobody likes getting broken up with. That is, it's absolutely terrible.
I'm going to say it. We still could have broken up with Alice for Jess, or not Alice, excuse me, Whitney, but we could have done it off the air.
Okay, well, you told us too late, so it's too late now.
So thanks for that one,
Yeah,
Chops.
Thanks.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, we're going to need some group participation, because if we don't have you calling in at 833-563-2539, this will not work. Today is actually a special day. In honor of Race Relations Day, I want to do this. I want to give you a chance to call in at 833-563-2539 to ask a white guy or a white girl any question that you would have. If you're wondering, like, why do we not put spice in our food? Or why are we such bad dancers? Whatever it is, I want to hear from anybody this morning that's listening to Joe McKenzie that's pretty much not Caucasian, any other race that there is. This is your chance, and we can connect. Chops, I think this is going to be life-changing. I'm so excited to see the calls that we get, okay?
All right.
What, you think it's another bad idea? All right. Listen, don't prove me right here. I want you to ask the questions that you have. You've always wanted to ask somebody. 833-563-2539. We are going to do Ask a White Guy, or we got Live the Web Girl, so Ask a White Girl next here on Joe McKenzie.